This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Parkdale Community Food Bank currently supports 187 people daily, providing pantry items, meat, produce, and more. Kitty Costa, the manager of PCFB, tells me about what's changed with the pandemic, what's remained the same, and how the community can support their work. They were operating in a shopping model prior to the pandemic. Clients would come in, pick up what they're looking for, but that's just not feasible given the COVID-19 restrictions. To keep everyone safe, they've adapted their programming quite a bit. Currently, clients can access the food bank in a few ways. They've replaced the shopping model with drop-ins and appointments and are providing food in the form of grocery boxes.
Clients can drop in anytime during our opening hours and just pick up a grocery box. And then we also have our appointment program where clients can come in and make an appointment to come and pick up a grocery box. And these grocery boxes are more specifically catered to their needs. So when clients make an appointment, they can let us know like the amount of people in their family and any dietary restrictions that they have and any specific needs or requests that they have for their grocery box. And we will accommodate them as much as we can in terms of that. So for our appointment-based program, we cater mostly to clients with any dietary restrictions and clients who don't mainly choose to drop in, but any program is open to anyone who chooses to use it.
And for folks that can't make it to their location at 1499 Queen Street West, the third option is delivery.
And our delivery program is specifically for any of our clients who are self-isolating due to COVID. So this is any of our clients who are currently ill, required to self-isolate, or any of our clients who are choosing to self-isolate because they are immunocompromised or elderly or otherwise disabled. So those are kind of our three main programming avenues and how we've kind of morphed due to COVID. So our delivery program is something that was kind of born out of COVID, and then the other two are to replace our shopping model.
While their methods may have adapted to the pandemic, Kitty says that serving clients with dignity and respect will always be at the heart of their work. She tells me that they accommodate clients' dietary needs, accessibility needs, and dedicate their Fridays to senior clients. Kitty tells me it's been a challenge keeping up with the greater need for food in the last few months. Since March, their client base has grown by 33%, meaning that they're now serving 3,000 people monthly instead of 2,000. And their donations aren't growing at the same rate as their client base.
You know, even now, like if you want to look at our Instagram, one of our most recent posts shows our warehouse full. So that's with all the help from our community. But unfortunately, like even though it looks so full, it will probably only last till the end of the week. So till Saturday. But our community really comes together to help us, which we really appreciate. And I mean, all the support is amazing. So, you know, that's been really great.
Right now, House Party TO is organizing a Halloween Twitch stream starting at 9 p.m. on Halloween night to raise money for the Parkdale Community Food Bank. The food bank has also teamed up with local businesses to run their first trick-or-treat food drive. You can participate for a chance to win a $50 Visa gift card. All you have to do is stop by at least three donation bins listed on their trick-or-treat map, take a photo with each bin, meaning at least three photos in total, and post on Instagram or Facebook tagging Parkdale Community Food Bank. This will enter you into a raffle to win a $50 gift card. If you're participating in the food bank, Kitty says that they're only accepting non-perishable items in their bins. But outside the trick-or-treat food drive, they can find a home for your perishable items.
If you're dropping off at our location, items that are extremely helpful is, we have a walk-in fridge and freezer, so we give our clients meat, and frozen meat in smaller packages is definitely really great. So for example, packs of hot dogs or burgers, or like 1 pound packs of ground beef, smaller packs of chicken breasts and stuff like that are really helpful for our clients. And we don't receive a huge amount of donations of that. Pasta and sauce is super popular and always goes really fast. Any items that support clients with specific dietary restrictions, for example, items that are suitable for diabetic clients, for meat, kosher and halal is really helpful.
She adds that cereals and baby food are also much needed. And for folks that don't have food items to donate but want to participate in the trick-or-treat food drive, you also have the option of purchasing $5 raffle tickets on their website, where the money will go towards the food bank. And if you have some extra time on your hands, volunteering is another great way to support their work.
So some of our volunteer roles include like assisting packing grocery boxes, assisting our clients, helping us with organization and arranging our warehouse. And then we also are currently looking for volunteer delivery drivers to deliver grocery boxes to our clients. So any volunteers with a vehicle or a bike trailer would be much appreciated.
To learn more about Parkdale Community Food Bank, to make a donation, or sign up to volunteer, visit their website at pcfb.ca. And don't forget to give them a follow on social media too. Their handle is Parkdale Community Food Bank. This is Sam Darmacena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.